Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have three incredible, phenomenal guests. I have Mark Riccadonna.
What up?
John Koppel.
Hey now.
And CG Erickson.
Peace, listeners.
So, because I am a very professional podcast host, I have a great list of topics for all of us. And I didn't really tell you guys. Actually, I think Koppel knows some of them. So he's the only one who had like a bit of a heads up.
Cheater.
I remember none of it. Good. I wasn't listening.
He Googled so much shit already. We're going to look so stupid.
Well, the first thing that we're going to talk about, it's not that exciting, but Thanksgiving was yesterday. So I just wanted to get your guys' opinions on holidays in general. Do they make you happy, lonely? Could you care less about holidays? I feel like some people, holidays mean a shit ton to them, and some people, they don't care at all. Are you guys in the middle? Where do you guys stand?
I'm a little bit of a weirdo. I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite of all of them because there's no presents. It's just... you're just spending time with people. And, but the problem is this year was totally fucked. You know, couldn't travel, couldn't have anyone over, couldn't do anything. So this year, totally fucked.
Now, do you like no presents? Like, was that the same when you were a kid or when you started having to buy the presents when you were a grown up?
A little bit of both. I always felt anxiety, even as a kid, that it was like people would give presents and stuff even at school and they'd be like, oh shit, I didn't get you anything. Or, you know, like it's the same reason I have problems with going to parties. I don't know how much time or love or money to invest in one person at a time. So I get anxiety being around like a group of people that I'm kind of friends with, but I have no problem going up on stage in front of a lot of people because it's like, I know there's an unwritten rule. I'm just saying this shit out and you can take what you want and then I'm out. But like, I get anxiety around that stuff.
As a rule of thumb, I just give as little as possible when I'm at a party or anything else to as many people as possible. I feel like it's a phenomenal way to live.
Yeah, you are my Yoda.
A little bit to everybody though?
I guess I give a little bit to, like, I try to smoke somebody's weed. I try to get somebody's, like, a shot of somebody's tequila. Like, I make sure I'm getting mines. And then I give a little back. You know what I'm saying? Which is, like, only, like, smiles and stuff. Like, stuff you don't have to pay for. Like, smiles and back rubs for some of the girls wearing low-cut stuff.
And compliments. Like, yo, that's some good weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Occasionally rub your, you know, meat and potatoes on someone's back. I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, at a Christmas party, that's cool.
Yeah, you're a giver. I like that.
It's the only way I know how to give. It's the way I was raised.
That's that good Christian school upbringing. You know, the couple when you were at, when you guys were at public school, did they teach you to rub your meat and potatoes on people's backs?
They didn't teach us. I remember when me and Cobb were like in seventh grade and we talk about, like, you know, Cassandra rubbed her titty against my back the other day while we were in line and how awesome it was to get the back titty sometimes. Do you remember, Koppel, or no? Because, I mean, It was kind of awesome because you didn't feel any titties back then. You know, we weren't feeling any titties back then.
No, and especially me. And it was and it was super fun, those stories, because in some ways we haven't changed at all. Like, if somebody wants to tell a story about a girl rubbing up against you, that's cool, and I'm listening. But back then, if Siege were to tell me that, that's the next 20 minutes the subject isn't changing. Like, Tell me, you don't know how much to tell there is about that kind of story. But when you're 14, there's like the details never end.
No, we were feeling titties by 14. Your ages are wrong.
Oh, it was like, yeah, you're right.
It
like
was
12.
13. It was 13.
Yeah, you see, I can't get it right. 13. Yeah.
But when you're at that age, like your senses are so up and amped because you so badly want to touch that, have them titties touch you. You can tell the difference between elbow rub across or a chest rub, you're like, that's different meat.
Exactly. And you know where they all are, like in proximity to you. Like you can feel it. You don't have to look around.
You just close your eyes.
You're like, titties, 5 o'clock. You just know where they're at.
Yeah. It's amazing the level of detail that you have with that kind of thing, because my wife will switch things around in our house and I'll notice and she'll be like, that happened 3 months ago. And I'm like, all right, well, I remember always knowing where the titties were.
You're a Navy SEAL when it comes to where the titties are.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not getting that by me. But no, Thanksgiving's awesome, Kate. I love it.
I'm like blacked out most holidays, so I don't know. I don't know.
Kate, now when you were younger, did you have like good balls radar? Like, did you know where the balls were?
I don't think I ever.
These balls are way closer.
There's some serious balls in this room right now. I can feel it.
You can balls. You can kind of smell it. Like it's a musk. It's like
the virtual balls in this Zoom meeting right now.
She's like, "Hey, girl, do you feel the balls in this room?" It's like I'm starting to sweat. Yeah.
I've never had a conversation with girls where they're like talking about the balls in the room.
What do you think Compo's balls are like? I mean, they might be nice.
That conversation has definitely happened.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Damn it.
Right before the slow motion pillow fight
happened from the other room. The couple's balls conversation. It's always a good one.
Hey, that's regular holiday banter around our table.
They're like, did you see couple's balls through his khakis? And they're like, my God, does he have like a disorder?
Third Pleat.
It's like the shaft is normal, but the balls are like way oversized.
Yeah, my man is all balls.
He's balls deep. But girls didn't have, what would girls have? Because no girls want to talk about dudes' balls.
They don't
talk. Girls talk about like how
hot it is. Disgusting. Girls don't talk about any parts.
CG, you're not a girl. This was for me to answer. Okay. Right. So girls talk about how hot a dude is. Maybe they'll talk about dick size, but that hasn't really happened too often. Every now and then, especially as an adult, you know, it would be like, oh, he has a real nice thick dick. And then another girl would be like,
oh God.
By the way, that's girls are 10 times more crude than we are.
After our 10-minute titty talk.
Yeah, Kate, you should be ashamed of yourself.
You pig.
Yeah. Dicks are so much grosser than all the stuff we were talking about just now.
No, whatever. The last podcast we talked about burgers being a name for a woman's vagina for 10 minutes. So you're not going to bully me in here.
I didn't name it that. The kids from North Hills named it that, and they told me.
Anyway. Yeah, well, it's funny that we already got to balls because CG the other day made a joke about doing 69, but just balls.
Just ball work.
Just balls.
No, 69 just balls. It's what the kids are all doing. It's like the next step. Like if we're okay, you got to put it into context, I think.
Yeah, there's some context where that's normal.
It was like I was kind of asking her like what, you know, what people are doing these days. And then she said the 69 balls is the newest thing. It's just the 69, but they just do all balls instead of shaft.
But like all jokes, it's kind of like along the same vein. Do you remember like growing up, there were certain like sex phrases or things that I don't think anyone ever does, but it would be like rusty trombone, the Houdini,
Spider-Man.
Yes.
What you just made that up. Coppola just made that up. What is that?
No, I think Spider-Man's real. It's like where semen shoots out of your hands instead of your dick. No,
I'm joking. You're like not that far off. It's if you're smashing from behind and when you're like you finish, you pull out and like finish on your hand, and the girl's like, wait, what the, and then they turn around and you go, ah, and you toss it.
You toss it? I thought it's just like, it's on like your big gooey hand, and then you're just like Spider-Man, Spider-Man. It's like all gooey, like a web on your hand kind of thing.
Honestly, I think either version is legit. Either way, you're good.
Because what about the? Have you guys ever did the vertical 69?
No, that's for a strong man.
No. Sitting. You're sitting. You're sitting. Her shoulders are on your. I mean, her legs are on your shoulders, and then her head's kind of squishing against whatever you're sitting on. So like, she's uncomfortable. You do it if you want a 69 in a car. It's the only way you can do it.
That right there should be called the marionette style.
Have you done that?
No.
That's like a Russian gymnast.
I wanted to ask if you guys were cool enough to have done that. I never did. I wasn't.
No, I've had it offered, but I'm like, nah, I'm good.
I kill it in the missionary position.
Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, I'm the missionary master. Are there other ones, Kate?
I should have done better research. I know, I think the rusty trombone. Isn't that when you're is that when you're getting a blowjob on the toilet or something?
No, that's a Blumpkin.
Oh, that's a Blumpkin.
I thought that was a Moscow fountain.
Did you just make that up? That's incredible.
Actually, I think the Moscow fountain was as if you're throwing up and pooping at the same time.
That makes sense. It just means that Putin poisoned you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the rusty trombone is if you're tossing a salad and then you reach around and give a handy. So it's kind of like a trombone. By the way, this out, even though this is audio medium.
He was doing people it all know. With his hands and his mouth just then, audience.
Yeah.
I think we're going to send some video. Hold on. So what's the rusty part? It's the butthole just is what makes it rusty?
Correct.
You gotta
that's
have
fucking
a
fucking gross.
You're right.
It is. I don't think any of these made up with sex things with cute names. I don't think any of them are actually fun.
No,
I don't think.
I never made. I never went out of my way to try this stuff. But there probably are people who do, though, to get it under their belt.
Hello, Google.
No, I think most of the off the beaten path type of stuff is just to cross it off your list. I don't think that it's necessarily the best way to do it, but it's I need to know that I tried it. Which I respect that.
It's same with Mile High Club stuff. I think a lot of those things are just, once again, you cross them off a list to feel cool. Lot of them.
But that is cool.
Oh, I got a funny joke about the Mile High Club.
Let's hear it.
So this guy's sitting next to this girl they've never met before. They're on an airplane flying to LA. And they're sitting there, and the guy asks for a blanket. And the girl goes, you know what? Give me a blanket, too. She comes back. She goes, I am so sorry. We only have one blanket left. And the guy goes, well, do you want the blanket? And the girl thinks he's kind of cute. So she goes, well, why don't we, act like a married couple? And he goes, okay. He grabbed the blanket. He goes, get your own damn blanket. That's it.
Am I really stupid?
There's not that you're probably overthinking it.
I mean, you're not necessarily smart, but you're not stupid. Hey,
double burn.
Second time Kate's giving me the double middle finger today with a huge smile on her face.
She looks
like
adorable.
A kid at a candy store when she gives the double middle finger.
Well, I give you the double middle finger at least once a day. Okay. Well, this is a weird next topic after all of this. I didn't know all the tangents we would take.
We got to pull up, pull up, pull up.
I literally just wrote down religion.
You're the one who put that after weird sex positions on your list.
No, the sex stuff doesn't come till later. I asked about the holidays. It said holidays and then religion. And in my head, I knew how I was going to like.
Well, I mean, it's just a natural progression to go from Thanksgiving to rusty trombones.
That's where it always goes.
Yeah. I mean, we've all been to family dinner.
Tradition is important.
What were you going to ask us about religion? You just wrote down the word religion?
Well, this is what I was going to say, is like when it comes to holidays, now I was raised Jewish, but like when it comes to certain holidays, like Christmas especially, I just was going to say, how do you guys feel about religion in that kind of stuff? Like, do you think, because some people are like, people have lost the Christmas spirit, which is supposed to be about like Jesus and, you know, giving, and now it's all about presents. So I was just going to ask, like, how you guys, if you guys cared about that kind of stuff, but I don't think any of you.
I'm a Santa Catholic, you know. It's we just care about Santa coming. The actual idea of Christmas is spending time with people you like, that kind of stuff. We keep the Christ out of Christmas.
As it's intended. I'm going to touch on what Mark said before about what makes Thanksgiving so kick ass is that you're not tied to anything like that. Like, Thanksgiving's just about, first of all, I'm wildly, weirdly patriotic. So to me, Thanksgiving's almost like July 4th. Like, hell yeah, America. I'm going to eat some turkey and watch some football. And I don't owe anybody anything. Nobody else owes me anything.
You kind of owe the Indians something.
Well, I call them Native Americans, but yeah, no, because I respect them, you know, and their heritage, and it's a long story.
You said you didn't know them anything. How'd you just turn that around on me?
I was saying nobody in my house. I respect them. I don't allow them in my house. I'm just saying I respect that they were here first. Siege taking it so weird.
I haven't heard anyone call Native Americans Indians since like we were in middle school.
I thought that's what everybody was still saying. How did I miss out?
This isn't new.
I missed the memo.
I'm partially with Siege on this one because to me it's not about the pilgrims and the sharing food at the thing. That's just the same way Christmas is with Santa. It's just the bullshit to get you to sit down with people. So call them. Maybe there were Indians that were from India at that table. We don't know.
We don't.
Yeah, there were Columbus. There were Columbus Indians because they were like, "Yay, we found India! Let's have Thanksgiving with the Indians." Right?
Yeah. He didn't know that America was in the way.
They called them Indians because that's where they were going, right?
Yes, but I think by the time they had that big feast, I think they knew that. I'm sure something incredibly racist. I don't know.
They never changed it, bro.
Right, but they knew that they weren't actually from India. They just had so little regard for those people that they didn't bother correcting it at the time. Like, it was pretty sick.
Yeah, the Indians, they're like, fuck it, yeah.
Right, exactly.
They gave them blankets as a fake gift that actually had smallpox in them to kill off a large amount of the Native Americans. And then you've got the trail of...
Who the fuck told you that? What TLC?
That's true. It's pretty well established.
It is?
Yeah.
Where the fuck did you guys study? Like, why?
Dude, it was like a peace offering. It's like, take this blanket. Oh, it's all good. It'll keep you warm. And it was infested with smallpox.
I feel like what you guys just told me, that's what they teach at Indian school.
Oh my
God. That's not.
You sound like my in-laws. No, that's a real thing.
At my school, okay?
You know, Siege is getting defensive because it's his ancestors. It wasn't like the Italian and Jewish ancestors. It was you. It was you, cracker face. It was your people that did this.
I feel be like ashamed of Thanksgiving right
hold
now.
Hold on, hold on.
Siege is like the grandfather who didn't know yet, like that you can't use certain words.
Why can't I call him colored?
He listen, you guys teach me stuff every podcast I'm not supposed to say. I learn after that happens. It's not going to happen again.
This is a good... See, this is a learning moment.
Yeah.
You see,
yeah.
I'm afraid that if we keep learning, if we keep teaching him, he won't be fun anymore. It's like yeah. My kid, you know, says words wrong, and I'm not in a rush to correct her because it's adorable.
Yeah.
I don't want to fix Siege. He's doing great.
Yeah, like that one kid, because Kate has that video labia game, and the one kid that she goes over to their house and plays with, he calls it labia gum. And they don't want to really tell him the difference, like how you're supposed to say it and what it is, because he shouldn't even know the word at all. And it's just having Kate over to hang out with their children, they found out was a terrible idea.
You know what's messed up is that, like, we all grew up in the 80s, of course, and they taught us that Thanksgiving is about the Pilgrims and the Indians getting together. Back then, they did call them Indians, and they also didn't bother trying to break down what tribes it was. They're like, it was the Indians. I don't know.
Indians. They're all Indians. They all got bows and arrows and feathers. What the fuck do I care? That's not me, folks. That's the racist people talking.
Yeah.
It's an impression.
This
it sounded super racist, so I guess it was a good impression, Siege.
How are you gonna
get the kids to dress up for the school play if you go into that kind of detail? Like, you know, like, oh well, that's not how Sequoias really dress. So
you're looking a little bit more Apache, let's be honest.
Yeah, this production shit. Get a little booger picker out of the auditorium. He doesn't know.
That kid's practically an Iroquois.
I'm impressed right now. I have to say that you guys he hasn't named one Native American group.
No, no. Listen, I love the Indians. All you need to know is I love the Indians.
No, we've stopped calling them that. Stop.
We did like 8 minutes ago.
Yes.
Kate, that means every tribe. I like them more than you guys because you guys only take individual ones. I like everybody. I like all of them.
Okay, and they're Native Americans, CG. Native Americans.
Oh, yeah. That's what you meant. Damn it.
Yes.
The Native American Indians. They're great.
Is that seriously bad now? Are you guys fucking with me?
Well, how come they still call it an Indian casino?
And hold on, there's still the Cleveland Indians. If it was super racist, so they would have been shut down by now.
There are so many groups that protest.
They did get rid of the Redskins.
They got rid of the Redskins because that was totally racist. But Cleveland Indians, they didn't, folks. Indians.
Okay.
Yeah, and Chiefs, I know, but Indians, I think, is like it's a misnomer, while Redskins was an aggressively derogatory term.
Yeah.
You know,
I like the
Cleveland. So misnomers aren't that bad.
Well, that's they're not great, but it's just like it's just wrong. I can't speak for Native Americans, but I don't think that they get offended as much as they're probably like, dumbass, don't call us Indians. We have nothing to do with India. So, but I don't know. I could be wrong. Maybe it is offensive.
Well, the other...
Okay.
I know they were going after the Cleveland Indians to try to change Chief Wahoo, their mascot, and they said it's like a racist cartoon. My high school is the Brookfield Warriors, and it had a Native American guy with a big mohawk and the paint. There were people that were actually bitching about that. And it's like, that's actually like showing honor. Mm-hmm. What was your high school? You guys were
the Flying Cardinals.
Oh, you can't. That
really... is the gayest.
Yeah. And we celebrate that. We celebrate.
Now, is it cardinal as in like the religious guy who dresses like the Pope?
Yeah, cardinals as in if there's rumors of sexual impropriety, we'll just move them to another parish. That kind of cardinal. Sorry.
The Flying Cardinals?
Flying Cardinals.
The bird.
I was a cheerleader, so I know a lot of cardinal cheers, or at least I did. So.
Can you do one?
Will you do one?
Let me try to do one later. I'd have to do the fall Okay, let me see.
Can you change into your costume?
I think I have one.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's make it authentic. Change into your costume real quick.
Come on. John, Siege, go get your Letterman jackets.
They would come to the games. I was just a cheerleader, like, you know, doing my thing, but they would come to the games high. Lucky. And just take in the whole team.
Who did?
Oh, I guess you were on the team. Were you on the team, Cobble?
I was for a little while, and then I realized that hanging out being high on the sidelines was better.
Exactly. I found that out real young.
I'm a late bloomer. I didn't do that until after school. I was so into sports.
Ooh. Like,
that those Jazz cigarettes will slow me down.
No. Yeah. You see, no, we did get high. We go to the night games. I played sports, but I went to a different school. And you play sports after school usually. So those night games at Upper Dublin, that's where we're getting fucked up and going to watch.
See,
and then there were girls there, and yeah, it was a.
You lived life. Yeah, I was.
It was scary though. It was kind of horrifying because we get high on like our weed that we get back then, our terrible, terrible weed that we got back then, and then we'd walk in and it'd be the brightest. There are so many people. It's bright. There's all these parents there staring at you and shit like that. And so I was kind of scary. It was half scary.
They'd be so excited to see everyone too.
So much better.
Yeah.
We were doing weed. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you'd have like, you know, your friend from fourth grade's mom being like, Siege, I haven't seen you in so long. How are your parents? And you're like, fine, I'll catch you later.
That was the worst. Yes,
so do you think when you were in high school, parents thought kids were just awkward, or do you think they knew you guys were stoned?
In hindsight, they knew.
Yeah. I don't know if they necessarily knew.
I think they know.
I mean, people are stupid. A lot of people are pretty stupid. So yeah, I feel like people don't have eyes for that a lot of half the time.
Yeah. To me, it was weird. I think a lot of the parents thought I was worse than I actually was.
They thought you were high always.
Yeah. I mean, well, everybody still does. Every time I do anything, people are like, dude, you are stoned. And I'm like, no, I didn't smoke any weed. I was drunk as fuck last night. But
yeah.
Everybody thinks I'm stoned all the time. I'll get off stage at a club and people come over and be like, I can't believe you perform and you're that high. Like, how do you? And I'm like, I didn't smoke.
You're like, this is me.
Yeah, I'm this slow all the time.
This is me at tip top shape.
I'm in tip top condition right now. I drink smoothies for fucking breakfast. Right?
I took lion's mane mushroom before I got here to sharpen my wit.
So you were hurting this morning, Mark?
Oh, so bad. I drank an entire bottle of Johnny Walker.
Wow. Like that's some young man stuff.
Yeah. Over how many hours?
Like maybe four.
Oh yeah, you did it. Oh, you did it good.
Like I kept cheersing and talking to everybody on the Zoom thing, and I was having a good old time. Next thing I know, I go to port. I'm like, it's empty.
You think it's because you just got excited because you're not seeing people as much as you did pre-COVID?
It's exactly. I was just having so much fun laughing, drinking, and I forgot that I, like, you know, haven't drank that much in I don't know how long.
It's been a while since you downed a bottle of Johnny Walker.
Yeah. I mean, usually it takes me about a month, you know, or two to drink a bottle. I did it in a couple hours during a podcast.
That's beautiful.
During the podcast. Oh, shit.
It was
I got to listen to that.
I'll send you a link.
All right, sweet.
See me slowly.
Yeah, I had a buddy that texted me this morning that he smoked a stogie last night and was having so much fun, and this morning he's pretty sure he was gonna die. It's like, and that's how that goes. That's the coolest thing. That whenever I'm smoking a stogie, I'm like, I should be doing this all the time. And then the next day, it's like, Jesus Christ.
For 2 days, you're gone.
Yeah.
I went for a walk last night after dinner. I was like, I need to go walk. I went on this long walk and I just felt so bad. And walking by houses and there are people in the houses wearing masks and, you know, sitting around talking and they all have their masks on. I was just like, this year is so fucked. It was such a bad, horrible, like New Year's Eve is going to be a mess. People are going to like go completely insane because it just to get wash this year off of us. And, you know, supposedly there might be a vaccine coming soon. And I think they were talking about in December, like a vaccine. People are going to like get this off their fucking bodies and minds because it's just been a rough one.
You think New Year's Eve is going to be like a super spreader bonanza?
Oh, yeah.
In some states.
What's a super spreader? Oh.
No, that's it's just an ill party.
Oh, okay.
Come to Cobster's super spreader bonanza.
Yeah. Just get it already.
Yeah, no, it starts at 8, but people usually don't show up till like 9:30. But it really pops.
Have an awesome time and then suck it up and get it already.
Oh,
start opening up the businesses.
I need some more government cheese, man.
Oh yeah, that would help.
Siege's COVID approach sounds like the type of guy that would call Native Americans Indians.
How dare you put me in that boat?
Just get it. It's not even real anyway.
No, it's real.
Of course it's real.
It's real. I'm just pretty sure it's not going to hurt me that bad. So I'm just like, you know, let's have a just get it already party with some people who are confident. Just some people who are confident it's not really going to hurt them. Me and them have a just get it already party. And then the next 2 weeks, we deal with it. We reap the whirlwind, man.
See,
and then we go back out into the world.
There were fraternity parties with this exact same objective that turned into these crazy spreading events and people got sick and I think someone died and
one dude died out of like 500 fraternities. College kids are our future. That's how they came up with that idea. They're fucking geniuses. That's why they're in college, man, okay? Because they know what they're doing.
All right.
What did the kids who didn't go to college do? That's what I want to know. They stayed quarantined, didn't they? The dumb kids? The college kids, they knew what to do. They had to just get it all ready for it. Like I'm having on New Year's. All right? My house. Except I share with a lot of people, but come on, guys.
The more the merrier, right?
So you heard it, everyone. New Year's Eve at CG's place.
Leave your masks in the mailbox.
See, just when super you leave, spreader bonanza.
Get someone else's.
I'm stuck in face with like 5 girls.
That's not fun. I'm done with your girls jokes. You're done. You make me look bad. No, you're done with those jokes.
Can't flag me.
Isn't anyone else.
I'm you're flagged.
Done. That's what offended you?
Yes. His super spreader COVID stuff. I can laugh at. Okay.
You know, a lot of people.
Other women, I draw the line.
Okay, line's drawn.
People listen to this podcast and they expect to learn things.
They
take their cues and it was just dangerous what we just said.
A lot of people listen to this instead of like going to college because they know that they're going to come out on top. Okay. Yeah. Invasion of privacy, folks. Tune in.
Come out on top, balls only. That's the new slogan. Invasion of privacy.
Invasion of privacy? Was it come out on top, balls only?
Come out on top, balls only.
That's perfect.
Koppel got speechless when Seed was... He didn't know what was a joke and what was
it. That's what I think the genius with Siege's comedy is there's a lot of moments where you go, wait, he might be serious. Because there's people online who are. You know, there's a lot of people that you were talking and like we're laughing and they're going, right?
Well, no, like they're finding out where I live to come to the party right now.
And then they realize they can't get in.
No, they can't. It's a locked facility, folks. It's sorry. Maybe next year.
I want to know, though, these guys, the people who really do believe a lot of this stuff. So something that drives me crazy is we all have this nostalgia because in World War II, we all kicked in and we all helped. You know, people saved their aluminum foil and they did all this stuff because they were going to, you know, we're going to come together as a country. And now they're asking people to do that. And they're like, fucking sheep. You guys are all sheep, man. It's the same people who would have been proud in World War II, though.
Yo, it's so depressing and true. I know so many people who are like, fucking bullshit. This thing's not even a big deal. It's like, all right, I don't know. 2,000 people died yesterday. Kind of seems like a big deal to me.
But I mean, and were we not concerned about Vietnam? Like, in 9 months, we killed more people than we did in a decade in Vietnam. Like, are people not like... the odds of you getting killed over in Vietnam.
This is my problem is more like if you got killed, but I didn't know you, I don't care that much. It's like, it's a problem I have. Like, I wish I could care, but it's like, you know, somebody died and I didn't know them. I can't, you know, I don't know. I can't care that much. Am I? Is there something wrong with me, guys?
Yes.
No, there's something right with you. I'm Siege's biggest cheerleader, so he can say the most messed up. I'm like, you're perfect, baby. You don't change.
I think there is something in our brains where if you actually like take in all of the horrors going on in the world, you can't function like that. So there's just part of your head where it's like, nah, it's not real. I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like
natural. Yeah, it's natural to do that.
It's almost like not just like, did I not know you? Like, if I haven't seen you in 2 weeks, you know, it's like, listen, you're not really a part of my life that much. Like, you know, rest in peace. Like, cool. You know, like I'll go to the.
So right now we're cool with you till like December 5th, right? Like if something happens up to December 5th, you'll be like, oh, he was a good guy.
I'm like, no.
December 6th? Fuck him.
December 6th? Oh, yeah, we used to hang out. He's cool. How did he look?
I'm loving this so much. Oh, I needed this so badly. I was so depressed yesterday, but thanks.
No, but I was kind of talking to a friend of mine. She's a nurse who works in the hospitals, and she gets very upset when people call it a hoax because she's, you know, every day working with people dying. And so she gets very upset by it. And she was wondering how I'm not triggered at all by it. And I was like, well, first of all, I've been through a shit ton in my life. And second of all, like the last year was rough for many reasons. And I got to experience people's selfishness, but I ended up accepting it in like a good way where I'm like, people care about what's near to them and what matters to them, like in their immediate life. You know what I mean? Cause I was like posting GoFundMes and all sorts of things. And I was getting really upset. Like, people aren't caring. And then I really stopped caring that people didn't care. Like in a way where I was like, most people are selfish creatures, like not even in a bad way. So I actually kind of agree with what CG's saying there of like, when you pretend to care about each, everything that happens, it starts to be fake almost. Yeah. I'm not saying that I'm trying to be calloused about COVID or anything, but it's like,
no, I mean, I grew up in fucking Nowersville, Ohio. There's a dairy farm next to where I grew up. And then at 17, I moved to New York City. Every homeless person I saw, I'm like, oh, this guy is down on his luck. This poor son of a, here, I have a dollar. I have some change. And then after about a month, I'm like, get the fuck out of the sidewalk. Like, why are you clogging up traffic?
Out of my way.
But it's like you just get conditioned that it's like it's the same fucking people. It's, you know, like, and you just kind of quit caring about a lot of shit.
Mine was a joke. I'm kind of thinking you guys are pretty fucked up now that you guys are admitting this. Mine was a joke.
Siege and I, we give out blankets to homeless people on Thanksgiving. That's what
those
we
are Indians. Today. Jesus, John.
Yeah, no, I mean they have smallpox in them, but we like give them to homeless people, and that way they'll go away. Because it breaks my heart to see them, so I'm like they should just have smallpox, and then we won't need to think about them anymore. So I'm not saying I do it for them; I do it for Mark because it upsets him to see them.
Can you please not call them? It's Native American outdoorsmen.
Yes. I gotta stop. I keep fucking up with that.
Let me fix what I was saying because now CG had to go and make me feel bad. I have very little fucks to give. Like I have a good heart. I want to make the world a better place. Do you know what I mean? Like genuinely, that's my big mission. But at the same time, I'm not giving my energy, like my precious energy that I've worked so hard to like calm and center into, like, because people are fighting over different stances politically and over COVID. And I'm like, I'm not falling for any of that shit. Like I have real shit going on in my life. You know what I mean? That I don't expect other people to drop their lives to care about. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like I give my energy now to, like, first and foremost, myself, my son, Siege, and my friends. You know what I mean? Like, but it took a lot of work to not feel guilty for not feeling like I had to give to all these people when I didn't have it in me to even give. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I had to do that because then I felt bad.
No, that's good. That's good. You got that out. I'm terribly depressed now, but good. Good. If there's another topic, that'd be fantastic.
What a dick.
Sorry, folks.
Why don't you tell the audience about all the girls' backs you're going to rub?
With his
that
penis.
Is the only thing that offended me. He can say the craziest shit, and then that and that. I can't.
You don't like using it as a rolling pin on your back?
Okay.
I was saying that like previous Christmases, Kate.
Okay.
At previous parties in the past.
Okay.
When I do stuff like that.
Because I'm learning karate, CG, so you may not want to mess with me ever. I will sweep you down to the floor so fast.
Don't you weigh like 94 pounds?
I weigh 125, and I'll take your ogre ass down, bitch. Okay?
She just called you an ogre.
The hottest ogre ever.
This is getting awkward.
Yeah, I'll keep going. John and I will watch.
Okay. I will watch.
Next topic goes along with the COVID thing, but do you guys think schools should open, be closed? Like, I know a lot of kids are having a hard time doing it virtually, but like, what are your thoughts there?
Selfishly, I want my kids to go back to school because I want to have time to myself again. I want to be able to actually read a book or do something other than tend to children the entire day. But that being said, I also just not to like bring the party down, but I lost a few friends over the past week because of COVID that I grew up like people from my past. And I know it's like serious. So like, I don't think it's fair for a teacher or kids to bring it home to their parents if it spreads, which it is. So I kind of feel like as much as I want free time again, I also want people to be safe. So I mean, reluctantly, I'm going to say they need to stay with this virtual shit.
Yeah. Now I'm not, I didn't lose anybody from it. So like I am pretty far removed. So it's hard to put yourself in those shoes, yeah. Like of having lost somebody. Cause I haven't, but, and I definitely try to be empathetic.
Yeah. It's just, it's hard because like my wife, like, do I want her going in every day? And I don't know if their kids that she teaches. If they're doing whatever, they could be, you know, at Siege's super spreader bash, and then they're going to bring it home.
COVID kids giving it to your wife.
Yeah, those little bastards. No, and then my wife could give it to my in-laws who are in the, you know, the zone that you have to be aware of, or my parents, you know, they're of a certain age. So it's like,
and it was all COVID kids' fault.
It's all those fucking COVID kids. Go get John, give them some of those blankets.
Good call. I've got a bunch of them stacked up. I'll save them for those. You know, my kids have been home this whole time. I don't know. It seems as if it's going decently at the schools. Kate, I'm really glad you brought this up because I think that we're all experts on this, on this subject. But I mean, I remember when colleges started to open and then they immediately were closing. And this disease is obviously like very highly communicable. And I just thought that people that were sending their kids back to school, I understood why, but I also thought like, you're fucking crazy. This isn't going to work. But it actually seems like it's gone pretty well. So I've had the kids home and that's not even going too badly, but I just think it'd be better if they were at school, and it seems like people aren't getting it from school. It seems that there hasn't been spread, at least in our area, from school. So it makes me think like, well, that hasn't been, you know, if that hasn't been a ground zero type of you know, spreading place.
Well, yeah, I think the number one way that it's been getting spread is through rusty trombones. That's what I read the other
day. Yeah, you know what? I was wondering, I asked my doctor if it was like, you know, if it's an STD. He said it's not technically an STD, but if you fuck someone with COVID, you're getting COVID.
He said, I think we should cancel marching band. No more rusty trombone.
Is that what your doctor said, Siege?
I mean, I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
Is this
just it sounded really technical.
He said it is not, you know, on paper in books an STD, but if you fuck someone with COVID, you will get COVID. That basically is what he told me.
Wait, what if you use a rubber?
Well, I said, then that is an STD, doc.
But wait, see,
and basically I'm smarter than the doctor. That's basically what conclusion that the two of us came to.
What about with a rubber and no Frenching?
Rubber and a mask, it's okay. You have rubber to wear a mask.
And a mask? That's the worst. It's the worst with just
some
a rubber.
Pinky shit.
And now I got to wear a mask too? I'm not even wearing a rubber, let alone a mask.
No, it doesn't have to be a medical mask. It could be like a Halloween mask.
Switch them around, Rick Adonis said.
Switch them around. My God. Put the mask over your crotch. And
I just got to punch two holes in it so I can breathe.
Yeah.
Okay, shit.
Give it a shot.
Because Kate once said, Kate, what did you say to me the one time?
Oh, that if you had...
It was so romantic the way you said it. What'd you say?
I meant it romantically, and you were like, you are gross. I was like, Siege, if you, this was a while ago. I said, if you had COVID, I would still fuck you.
And I was like, whoa. That's fucking disgusting, but thanks. It was meant as a compliment. It was really sweet. Thanks, Kate.
When you love someone, you're willing to die for them. Okay.
Yeah, it was really sweet, but it was like absolutely horrendous.
I don't think I've ever had somebody love me that much.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
It is really romantic.
I know.
No, it's sick because COVID, you could just wait a couple of weeks. Like, you don't need to smash somebody while they have COVID.
No, but that's how much they love you. Like, you're all snot running down your nostrils over top of your lips, and they're still, like, they'll still get it in with you. That's love. That's like when two old people still love each other enough to have sex.
Yeah,
like but
80 year olds,
even healthy, I have a hard time talking anyone ever into sleeping with me. So.
Is it wrong to hide like a little bit of a head cold if somebody that you're with, like either a wife or a serious thing, like blow your nose, but when you're outside of hearing distance, like I can't let her hear this because I'm going to try to make some moves tonight.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, dude. You can do, yeah, you can do that. I mean, what's she going to get some, she going to get a cold?
That's, yeah.
You're a man. You need to get yours. She's like, did I hear you blowing your nose in there, honey? You're like, no, that wasn't, let's just get it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll never need.
Don't worry about what that noise was.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Kate?
I said, you'll never need to hide your sneezes. I will always fuck you.
Kate, you're a sexual deviant right now. You're out of control.
She says it so sweetly, and she put both of her hands over her heart.
It was sweet. She's like, no matter how snotty and disgusting you are, right, and sucking snot back down your throat, I will get it on with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's,
I'm touched.
It's troubling. When you say stuff like that, I'm troubled deeply in my heart.
I'm just waiting.
What is happening right now?
I'm waiting for Kate to get that job at the Hallmark factory. For Valentine's cards. She would be... I don't care if you're doing a Moscow fountain. I still want to climb your mountain. Happy anniversary.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is so beautiful.
It's not my fault. I'm the only one who really knows what love is. Because that is real romance, what I'm saying. Like,
fuck, you should have wrote for Lionel Richie.
Yeah. He's right, Kate.
You've shown us.
Well, so last podcast, we talked about how John had a girl who kept four different times trying to stick a finger into his butt while they were.
Oh, did we count the times? It's four total.
I'm pretty sure it was four.
Smell the knuckles.
The way she did it, she never penetrated, but he knew it was coming somehow because she like walked the fingers around his butt cheeks, and he'd be like, wait, he'd be like, what? Like he knew because he said she never got in there, but he like knew it was coming every time enough to be like, yeah.
Hold on. So my question is for Mark. Mark, have you ever had a girl try to get some fingers in your butt?
Yeah, but it was a horrible idea on her end because look how hairy I am. Good luck. You better bring a machete.
Oh, wow. She got caught in the weeds.
Yeah.
That can happen.
It's like having an IV fence around the castle.
It's like, what are those little things that you put your fingers in and you can't get them out? What are those called?
Chinese finger cuffs.
Chinese finger cuffs. Yeah, like she gets a finger in there and you're like, ha-ha.
Gotcha, bitch.
You shouldn't have done that. You fucking pervert.
I am Groot.
Those are the pervert cuffs right there. You naturally grow them. That's awesome. You're caught, pervert. I called the police. And they're like trying to pull their finger out, but they can't get away. And it gives the police time to come get them. I wish John had one of those so they could have caught that girl who tried to do that to him.
Could have busted her.
Mark. Yeah, send her straight upstate. What'd you say, Kate?
The funniest thing I've said in my whole life, and you ruined it.
Say it again. We'll pretend we just heard it.
I said, Mark has a Venus flytrap, asshole. Not this funny when I had to repeat it.
Yeah, I guess the timing would have mattered on that one. I mean, yeah, it had a lot of buildup, and then you know didn't quite.
But I liked it more. It was good. I liked it more because she made us all stop. It was like a kid at Thanksgiving when the adults are talking. Guys, I had something to say. Oh, I'm sorry, Kate. What is it? Venus flytrap, asshole. And then we're all like, oh.
Well, guess what the title of this episode might be.
I think it should be come out on top. All ball play.
69 all balls.
Yeah. All
balls. No, what was it? Yeah, what was it? Come out on top. I'll listen. Not a lot of jazz.
We're going to have to call my underwear the Little Shops of Horror.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I remembered the name of the plant's name. It could have been funny, but
Seymour. Audrey 2.
Hold up.
Seymour Audrey 2 was the name of the plant. Yeah. And Seymour was Rick Moranis.
Because he'd be like, Seymour!
Feed me! Yeah.
That's reason I remember any of it, because of how he yelled that.
I'm going to name my balls Rick Moranis.
Whatever happened to good old Rick Moranis, man?
He got mugged a few months ago. He got jumped randomly.
He's still alive?
Yeah.
So when he had a kid, his something happened. His wife passed away, and he left show business and just said, I'm going to raise my kid. That's what I'm doing with my life.
And I think he taught some like acting classes or something, but like low-key shit.
Yeah. So he left, and then I guess he just moved back to New York, and he got somebody sucker punched him, and like
he got cold-cocked. Yeah. I don't even think that the guy robbed him. I think it was like, oh, let's fuck this guy up.
You're like, yo, that's Rick Moranis. Some dude was like, yo, tape him when I cold cock him.
No, it's messed up, but he's all right.
Yeah, is
he good? I mean, you sound like you care so much about him. Like, I can't
John does
care, but you're like, I mean, he's all right. Like, I didn't care if he was all right. The story, but and then that's how I find out how bad a person I am when I'm like hanging out with you guys. I'm like, they really think that they really care. John really cares what happened to Rick Moranis. What is wrong with me?
I do care.
And then Kate cares. It looks like Mark cares too. What's wrong with me? It's like a piece of my insides is missing that everyone else has and I don't have.
But there are pieces to you that we don't have. There's super crazy pieces to you that we don't have.
Yeah, well, they took away the normal pieces and put in a few super crazy pieces. No. Like, I don't know what happened.
That's what happened.
You're like a modified car. It's not original pieces. There's some modifications in there.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like a real mutant.
Mark, do you really care about Rick Moranis? Did I even say his name right?
I feel pretty bad for him. I mean, the guy's a nerd. Some dude just sucker punched him.
Yeah, like I definitely would have fucked up the dude who sucker punched him if I was there.
Yeah.
But what I also would have done is if they taped it, I would have laughed my ass off at watching him get punched. So I'm like, I'm on both sides. Because I was,
see, it's taped.
Was there,
it is taped.
You can find the clip.
You can watch this shit.
Oh, no. The way you're saying it, it's like sad as shit. Like, it's not funny at all. Did you watch it? You watched it already?
It's not. In what scenario would somebody run up, knock out Rick Moranis, and you double up for laughing?
That's like asking me, in what world would there be a show that shows all home videos of people getting hit in the nuts? But it's this world, and it's called America's Funniest Home Videos. And so, like, there's something funny about when somebody gets fucked up. There's just something funny about it.
I mean, to laugh if you see somebody fall, slip and fall.
I'm with you on that. Like, somebody fall, like the worst part on a snowy, icy day, if I'm walking outside and I slip and bust my ass, it happens at least once a winter. The worst part is when you get up and you realize nobody even saw. It's like nobody's even laughing right now. Like, how much does this suck? Like, it hurts, and I can't even have somebody be like sneaking away laughing.
When you moved into the nice neighborhood, there aren't any fucking neighbors outside anymore, dude. That's your fault.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, people aren't just hanging out outside in the winter to see you fucking fall in your nice ass neighborhood with the big houses.
We're too far apart from each other.
Yeah.
Like, my estate is like,
that's rich problems you're talking about, dude. That's rich problems. We don't know nothing about that. Mark might. I don't know.
I don't know shit. I don't know fuck about shit. But does this make me a bad person when I watch my kids fall?
Oh, that's great. I would say
yes.
I go to laugh, and then there's a pause of like, wait, are they going to start screaming and crying? And then when they don't, I let the laugh out. But then there's also the pause, and then all of a sudden they start crying, and I go, oh, no, that's so bad. And I come over and help. But
So this is the type of person Mark is. Mark came over to, we had some back porch drinks a couple weeks ago, he and I. And my five-year-old went down to the kitchen, and we didn't, I didn't turn any of the lights on out back, so she didn't see us, but the lights were on in the kitchen, and she's up against the glass door. She's seeing her reflection, and she's doing a little dance. She's like doing a little something. And I went up to the door and just like, boom, banged on the door and scared the shit out of her. And Mark laughed so hard.
Oh my God.
Like, I nearly gave a 5-year old a heart attack. A 5-year old Mark had never met, and he lost it.
It was the greatest reaction.
You guys are sick people.
Yeah, we're all right.
No, just, I wasn't there. I couldn't have.
You would have laughed. Like to
judge.
See, and now that was funny. Now, if John would have sucker punched her,
Siege would have
laughed. I would have felt horrible.
If the story went and John went up and hit that girl so hard, she like, did not even classic. Did somebody record it?
Classic. Yeah.
World star hip hop.
No, they had that in a Luke Cage episode. Like some kids were doing YouTube videos where they like ran up and fucked somebody up. Or maybe it was like a Marvel. It was something. It was some superhero thing. And then the superhero caught him and like roughed him up.
See,
now, so like they're bad people.
Did you ever like go down the rabbit hole on YouTube where it's like they go to fuck with somebody and it's like this one that sticks out in my mind? I think it was Poland or Russia. They go to mess with this dude who's like on a date with this girl and they didn't know he was a professional boxer. So like five dudes go to surround the guy and he just starts bap, bap, knocks them all out. And to me, that's like the ultimate.
I love that. Like,
this guy, they were trying to fuck with him, and then the bully got smacked in the mouth, and it was like, it just makes me so happy.
That's my favorite. Amazing. I love a you fucked with the wrong guy video.
You know which one did make me sad? I watched Arnold Schwarzenegger at some event, and like somebody double jump kicked him in the back.
Oh, I did see that.
Double jump kick, both legs.
Yeah,
what happened to Arnold?
Ran out and just
they ran.
Boom.
Yep. Ran full speed, jump, double jump kick. It was such a piece of shit move because you could see how much a piece of shit the dude was.
Yeah.
And then like Arnold shaking hands and everybody's happy he's there. And then, that one made me sad. So maybe the Rick Moranis one will make me sad too. I'm not really sure.
No one should be suddenly attacked. Like that's, you know what I mean? Like you're minding your business like that. Arnold Schwarzenegger's at an event, you just get double kicked at unless Arnold fucked that dude's wife or girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? Maybe there's a backstory. Maybe
there's a chance he did.
He did after to get back at him.
See? Maybe
he's Rick like, you know what I'm gonna do.
Secretly did stuff. If someone has it coming, then that's
a
story. You know? But if you just see someone and you just want to hurt, well, okay, so this brings me to our last topic and then we'll wrap up. So I know CG, you don't have Instagram, but you'll still be able to understand this. So on Instagram, there are some videos that kind of come up in my explore option just randomly. And there are two kinds of videos that like really upset me. One is, people fucking with animals in a certain way. Like there's this one video of like a fish. Someone just must've like fished out. It's like some kind of, I don't know the kind of fish, but they're like fucking with it. And they put a can, like a beer can thing in its mouth. And I guess the fish just naturally clamps down and it like makes the beer spray everywhere. And they're like, oh, I'm like, you guys just plucked a fish out of water. It's already scared. It's already probably going to die. Like you're torturing it. Like, I don't like any videos of watching an animal unnecessarily suffer. And then-
that sounds fucking awesome. I feel like fish don't feel that much. Like when we go, like when people go fishing, they put a hook through that shit. Like, and people do that all the time. Like, that always made me sick. But, like, these guys just crushed a beer can with a fish. Sign me up, dude. I'm hanging out with them.
No.
Next weekend.
No.
That really made you that angry?
Yes.
You were like, fish aren't made for that. They're made to swim and be free.
Yes.
But maybe fish like beer. We didn't know.
Yeah, there's some cool fish out there.
They party.
Well, this was the wrong crowd.
Definitely. When it comes to animals and stuff, I don't like when people mess with animals because it's like they don't know what's going on. But like, if you catch a fish and you're going to eat it, but you can have it crush a beer first.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, can't grow up, okay?
But if you throw the fish back, you make them crush a beer and then you throw them back, now you just ruin that fish's life. Because he wants to have another beer.
Yeah.
Oh, you ruined his life. I was wondering how you ruined his life. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he's going to want more beer.
And have you ever tried to swim around drunk? It's not good.
It's not as fun as it sounds.
Yeah.
Now, like, I don't think people messing with animals is, like, cool at all. I think you're kind of sick, like, if you, like, pull legs off of spiders and, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people, a guy I met told me they used to throw cats up on top of buildings. Like they try to heave the cat up as high as they could. And
so he would throw by the tail? How else can you really throw a cat? Well, you'd have to throw
I guess by the tail or something. I guess.
Let me just stop you here. If anyone who's messing with animals like that, there's a special place in hell for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's awful. It's evil. I don't even want to know the next joke CG was about to make.
You've angered Kate.
By the way, I'm with Kate that it's fucked up. I'm not advocating throwing a cat. I do kind of question the special place in hell, because that kind of sounds like it's hell, but it's not as bad. Like, it's a special place in hell. It's like you get your own room in hell.
Like, I feel like if you do things to people, you're in a
worse
place.
The VIP section.
So whatever, because I've heard this for years, and I've always thought a special, well, I mean, like, if I went to hell, hopefully I'd have a special place.
I've always wanted to be a VIP at a club. This is my chance.
But now I need to share it with like cat tossers and shit like that. That doesn't sound that cool.
You cat tossing bastards. Lucifer himself would torture you. Yes.
You know, the saying that always pissed me off is I could throw a dead cat and it would hit a.
Yeah. You can't toss a dead cat without hitting a. It's a good point.
Like, what is the expression? I missed this one.
The last one that I've seen was they were bitching about Dr. Dre becoming a billionaire. And this lady was bitching about his music and goes, I could toss a dead cat and I would hit somebody who listens to this crappy music with their pants down below their ass. And blah, blah. Who's throwing a dead fucking cat? Like,
so it's a super white person thing to say, but
it was a racist white person who throws the dead cats.
That's what I think. I don't
they
know.
They are the worst.
I think in that example, well, is it swing a dead cat?
Yeah, you can't swing a dead cat. Hit someone who doesn't have their pants around their, whatever.
And it was because that's what I said. Right?
Who swings a dead cat? Like, is that a thing people do? I mean, Sage may be your friend, but
I don't know. It's possible.
Where does that come from? Who's swinging a dead cat ever?
That's sick.
I don't know. I feel like farm people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Old MacDonald had a farm and he was throwing dead cats.
It was somebody with a pitchfork said that. And like they've done it, like that's real. Like there are dead cats laying around wherever they're at, because there's animals and stuff like that, and they swung it before.
Wow,
that's the only thing I can come up with right now.
At least there's a plan here. Kate, what do you
take that to the bank?
I think whoever is swinging any kind of dead cat or any animal, once again.
Horrible.
You guys have kind of ruined the expression for me, but there's a special place in hell for you, and it's not a VIP room. It's a room, an extra torture room. Okay.
So you doubled down.
Hell's already bad, but the special room is like opposite of special. It's terrible torture room. Okay.
Kate's like dancing around while she does this rant right now. She's like bobbing her head a lot and like swinging her head back and forth.
Like a dead cat.
I think we
I think the attitude came through in what she said, though. There was like, it was very spicy.
It was. And I'm with you, Kate. I think there is a extra torture room for anybody who
have you ever told someone that they should be sentenced to like the normal place in hell? Just like general hell.
Like you're going to regular hell.
You're gonna be in hell, general admission hell.
You're gonna be in the regular lawn most seats. Regular average part of hell lawn for seats. The rest of your life.
You'd be the lawn seats of hell.
What do you do to go right? there?
You forgot to bring a chair. There's no lawn chair. There's no towels, no blankets, and it
rained.
You're
going to the more mild section of hell. You're going to the milder section of hell for that.
It's kind of a waiting room of hell. It's not actual hell. It's where right before you go in. So there's some stuff like Disney where they'll scare you and they'll do stuff, but it's
not as bad. Yeah. It sucks. So don't do that.
You are going to
waiting
be
in long lines in Disney is kind of like hell when you've got the kids and they're melting down.
You are going to be miffed for all of eternity.
By the way, how privileged do I sound right now? You know what the worst thing to me is when I'm at Disney World with my kids waiting in line. Yeah,
having $8 ice cream cones. Meanwhile, there's some kid in Ethiopia going, "You fuck."
That's true.
Listening to this podcast right now.
Yeah.
He got an iPod. He's not an animal.
All right. Last video stuff that annoys me on Instagram is I don't know if this pops up in your guys' feeds, but it's like these girls doing spiritual meditations, but very like they're wearing the sexiest outfits and they're gyrating. And I'm not against sexy gyrating.
Sounds terrible.
But they're
I'm against it.
They're trying to hide it in like these meditations. So it's like these girls and their act, but like I'm moving right now, still spiritual. That's not even sexy. Like they're like doing.
It was turning me on pretty good.
Thanks.
Sorry about that.
But like, they're like gyrating, but it's like, it's supposed to be this meditation. And I'm like, they're just trying to be sexual and they're hiding it in. Have you guys seen these videos? I know Siege, you're not on Instagram, but like, no.
So not necessarily those videos, but I do have, and I know this is the unpopular side to pick as a guy. Not everything has to be fucking sexy. Mm-hmm. Not everything has to be fucking extreme. Like you go to the CVS to go get a hairspray and it's like super extreme drastic, like it doesn't have to it can just
well I always buy that one.
Yeah
I'm
are
like,
you afraid
oh
you're
God,
gonna be
this is the best one.
Yeah, but you could be like, you know, maybe skiing off a cliff, your hair will be fine, but I don't need that. I just need it to be okay while I walk,
just like the regular place in hell. You just you don't need a special one.
I don't need, but I feel the same way with like the sexuality of everything. Everything's got to be sexy. And it's like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't have to be sexy. Like
I try to make all of it sexy if I can.
Yeah, but you can't help it. You're just that good looking.
I feel like everybody on this podcast wants to fuck Siege right now.
Oh, that's fucking terrible.
That's the theme.
That's the theme.
COVID. That's
this
Kate
is
wins that one.
That's actually the only way I would fuck him is if he had COVID. I'd fuck the COVID right out of him.
Oh wow.
And then Kate would fuck it back in.
That's
Let's cut all of this.
This is really taking a turn for the worst.
This has definitely gone in a direction. I am no longer steering the boat.
We've lost control, audience. Apologies.
No, but I'm tired of everything being sexy and everything being extreme. Like, can I just have my spiritualism spiritual? Can I just have my commercial for a Whopper be a commercial about a Whopper? Does it have to be a girl in a bikini eating it? Like, I'm a fat, hairy guy. There's not much that I need, you know? I don't need extreme and I don't need sexy everywhere.
Yeah, I like sexy extreme shit. Everything you just described sounds awesome to me.
I want it to be a girl in a bikini eating the Whopper off a girl in a bikini. That's what my commercial suggestion was to Burger King, and then nobody ever emailed me back. But still, that's the one.
See, you could have. That's a double whammy.
Yeah, I know.
And now if you're skiing off a cliff while doing that, we get it all in there. It's extreme Whopper sexiness.
Yeah, I like Mountain Dew commercials where, like, the guy is on a snowboard doing snowboard tricks and he always catches a Mountain Dew. Those are always my favorite. And the Mountain Dew, it's not just like somebody tosses it to you underhand. Like, I think they shoot it out of a cannon or something. I always like that.
But I'm like, damn, that dude. Now, as a fat guy who doesn't snowboard, can I just have a Mountain Dew? Where's the commercial for the fat guy walking out of a grocery store going, this is sugary? Well, wow, that's a lot of caffeine.
Do either of you guys drink Mountain Dew?
No, I don't.
I like to, it gives me a rush sometimes. So yeah, I'll get a Mountain Dew if I need to pick me up.
Okay, what are you watching on Instagram where you come across
the gyrating girls doing?
Yeah, are you looking for something more spiritual? And it's like, why is this bitch shaking her ass at me?
It's so on Instagram, there's a section where videos just pop up according to the algorithm of what you normally check. So I look at
a lot. You're the only one whose algorithm is spiritual healer. So we don't see a lot of those, I think.
So, right. So I do love a lot of spiritual posts and like tarot and angel card posts. And then sometimes like I do check out like celebrities' Instagrams. You know what I mean? So I think they've combined it. And like, so this girl will pop up and she'll be like, how to do a chakra meditation.
I need to find spiritual medicine.
Yes.
Wholeness.
Yes. That video I would watch, Mark.
Yeah, good. I would watch the hell out of that.
Yeah.
But you had some moves, actually. I was impressed. That's the Mountain Dew commercial we all
Yeah, want. He's talking about being a fat guy, but the way he just gyrated those hips makes me think otherwise. That's an idea. Yeah.
No, we call that thick in the right places.
Exactly. Mark's thick in all the right places. Audience.
Like a tuna can.
Those kinds of moves get you the VIP room in hell.
Oh, wow.
That's the type of private dance you get in the VIP room in hell. We're sending in our sexy dancer for you right now.
You're going to spend it. Cat tossers.
You're going to spend eternity like picking hair out of your teeth. That was the worst dance ever.
Oh, you wanted to stick a finger in there, did you? Cat tossers. Guess what? You're never getting your finger out of there.
I started to feel good about myself with losing weight. Like I was like doing this intermittent fasting, and now they're having all these commercials on Hulu with Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And John Candy's sitting on the thing, and he has his mustache, and he's just sitting there. And my youngest son's like, Daddy, that looks just like you. I was like... All right, I might as well just start eating again.
Diet's over.
Yep. When a five-year-old can completely destroy you, it's over. It's over, Rambo.
Mark, you're...
No, a little kid will ruin your life because they'll say something that no one else would say to you just right off the bat.
Yeah. I think as Pete Dominic had a bit. He goes, you ever want to know the truth? Have a child draw you. Wow, Daddy has real big teeth, huh?
Well, I was gonna say, Mark, I think your COVID hair is great because it's a little longer than it was, you know.
Yeah, it does look awesome the way it waves like that. Yeah. Like that's what no, I'm trying to get mine to do that legit, but like yours, you got real Pantene Pro V type hair.
Yeah, you
commercial.
Don't do extreme hold spray. Just
Is that where I'm fucking up? They always get me on that. I'm like, who would want less hold than extreme super?
Yeah, you want just the regular fat guy walking out of CVS hairspray.
Is that what it's called? Write
you
that down.
The brand?
That's the brand. No, like just go to like number 5. You don't need number 10.
No, the kind that's like just in a clear bottle and it's like fluorescent green that's 99 cents. Like that's I feel like that's the kind like that you want.
That is not the kind you want.
Oh, it's not?
No, that'll dry your hair and make it
yeah It'll listen. Get flaky. You'll get dandruff hair.
The expensive stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, have you seen Mark's hair? Look at it. It's beautiful.
Dude, it's amazing.
I'm the Uncle Jesse of the group.
The Not Jesse because... Katsopoulos.
Only because of the hair. I have no right. music talent.
No, and because he's not actually part of our family, but we keep him around because he's so hot.
Whatever happened to predictability? The Milkman, the Paperboy, and Evening TV.
All right, so we're gonna wrap this up. All right, Mark, where can people find you?
On all of the social medias, I'm just at Mark Riccadonna, and that's MarkRiccadonna. And I have a fun podcast, Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling, which just started back up. Hopefully we'll have you guys all on. That would be a lot of fun.
Mm. Yeah.
Kate's been on in the past.
Kate?
The joke. They had me look up a joke, like you tell a joke. Like,
yeah, you have to tell a joke when you come on.
I told the worst, like it was so long.
Richie got pissed. You were reading off the phone. Then the doctor went into
I blew it. So
and you read his cards, and then we had people writing in to tell us to shut up so you could talk. She was so interesting that like the people watching, because we stream it live, were like, all right, shut up, let her talk.
Oh, wow.
Meanwhile, we think we're being funny. We're like, hey, here's another joke. They're like, all right, enough.
Yo, that probably happens all the time when me and Koppel podcast on Kate's one. We think we're fucking hilarious, but nobody can like live stop us on this one.
No, they're just yelling at us, but into nothing. Just Koppel, shut the fuck up.
That's how I like it. Them yelling into nothing.
In the VIP,
I can keep talking. Would you? What?
I said it's like your screams in the VIP room in hell.
Oh wow!
Nobody's listening.
Wait, I go there too? Why do I go there?
Are we all together in the VIP room in hell? This sounds sick.
Who are you putting in the fucking VIP room now?
My jokes are not hitting that well today. When I try to say them, it's always when Siege is also talking, and then I have to like explain it and like poke holes in my punchlines. It's like,
I'm sorry, I'm the worst at this podcasting. I'm too belligerent. Right.
It's just like I had a joke about Mountain Dew I wanted to make earlier, and
do it, Kate. Do
Come
it.
Come on, do the do it. Joke. Do the do joke.
I am like the little kid at Thanksgiving. All the adults.
No, guys. Kate wants to say something.
Kate got a joke, everybody. Calm down. Put the mashed potatoes down, Siege.
Thank you. What I was going to say is Mountain Dew is known to reduce sperm count, and that's Siege's way of sexual protection. He just drinks a lot of Mountain Dew to not pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good strategy.
There's no need to wear a condom.
Do the do,
kids.
Thank you guys for letting me have that real quick. John, where can they find you?
You can find me on Facebook. I also have a podcast. It's called Peaks. And it's great. And the next episode is me with Mark Riccadonna. It's coming out on Wednesday, the John Candy episode. It's fantastic.
That's why he was watching a John Candy movie.
He was just watching it because he loves John Candy.
Okay. That too.
John Candy. I can't wait for the episode.
It's so good. And Mark's on fire the whole time. And then you can find me on Instagram, peaks_podcast. And I want you guys all to take care of each other and don't take the suffering of others lightly, please.
And I felt like
a message.
And if you do take
that was deep as shit.
If you do
balls deep.
Thank you, Mark. It was balls deep.
That was a balls deep message.
Balls deep good message job. For all of you out there, okay?
John's exits are always really poignant now. He's always like, hey.
I feel like he composes them before he comes on and then makes us look like just.
Like, pieces. How can I sound better?
Yeah. Make me look like a complete piece of shit.
It's funny. The actually the Peaks episode with Mark on it is the only Peaks episode that I actually ended on a poignant note. I actually kind of went out. So it's a little bit of a, yeah, I was something kind of took over in my heart where I had a message that related to John Candy for everybody.
Wow.
Now it just sounds stupid, but it was cool at the time, I think.
Dude, you just left. We can't see your face anymore. Okay, there he is.
Don't worry. That's just what happens when low power mode on my phone goes off.
Oh, no. Okay. Siege, where can they find you?
On whoever one of your podcasts you guys invite me on. Yeah.
All right.
See you soon, audience.
We got to have you guys all on.
Siege, do you have a poignant message for the listeners like John did?
Just get it already, listeners.
Oh, my God.
See you
in the VIP room in hell.
See you real soon. What did you want from me, Kate? Come on.
What'd you say?
What'd you want from me? Come on. You know better than that.
I knew it was going to be magical, but I couldn't predict that. For me, if you would like a healing to up your vibration, to get in touch with your full life force, to keep those titties and those dicks popping. Yeah, that's my new healing. That's my new way of selling my healings. You want to keep those titties and dicks popping?
You got to show the video of this because Mark did a dance earlier and Koppel just did a dance. You have to put the video of this shit up.
You need to also put that ad in the penny saver that goes around Ambler. Keep them titties and dicks popping.
Take care of your mind, body, spirit connection. You know, keep it fresh, keep it tight, keep it right. Keep tarot cards and non-dualistic feelings. You can reach me. Email me at kwolf2f27@gmail.com and I will get you back in touch with your life force.
Won't have somebody's different, folks, okay? You
interrupted my ad, my plug.
From the top, Kate, do it again.
Kwolf, kwolf2f27@gmail.com. Let's get healed. Whoop, whoop. Thank you. Anyone else want to say something?
Are we going to get that cheer we were promised?
Let's go out on the cheer.
Costume.
Okay, let me see if I can remember it. We're upper Dublin, the red, gray, and white. We are Cardinals. That's why I do a kick. Ready to fight. Hello. Good luck. Prepare for defeat. Upper Dublin Cardinals can't be beat.
Yay! Yeah!
That kind of gave me like a soft chub. Thanks, Kate.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.